G'day, Dick.
Hey guys.
Yeah, how do the fans treat your officials in the code of American football?
Well, I think in social media, when we have a situation like this, I mean, they're easy punching bag.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. I mean, they don't boo the officials usually when they walk on the field. They kind of wait for the officials to make a mistake, which is inevitably going to happen. It's a very tough job. There's no question about it. We'll have situations that cost games. I mean, none more egregious probably than last year's Saints-Rams game.
Yeah.
I mean, that non-call on the pass interference, just because of the magnitude of the game and really decided which team was going to go to the Super Bowl. That prompted a lot of changes in the rules going into this year, including you are now able to challenge offensive and defensive pass interference, which has never been the case in the history of the NFL. And that one game changed the legislation of football going forward. So that's how big that was. As far as last night, there were two really bad missed calls calls made that should have not been called on the same player. Trey Flowers of the Detroit Lions had two plays in the fourth quarter where he was called to for illegal hands to the face. When you are a defensive pass rusher, you are not allowed to put your hand on the face mask of the blocker. And he did not do that in both situations, and he was called for both, which is funny because he's been in the league for 5 years, guys. He has never been called for that in his life, and yet he gets called twice in the same quarter and doesn't make the foul in either case. And it cost Detroit the football at the end of the game. Now, did it cost them the game? We don't know that because Green Bay probably was going to make the field goal anyway, whether it was a short field goal or a longer field goal. Detroit would have had to march down the field and get a field goal to win it. So for the people that said, well, Green Bay definitely won the game because of that call, that's really inaccurate, but it certainly helped them win. There's no question about it.
Yeah, they're going along extremely well at the moment. The Packers have only lost one game. What about San Francisco 49ers, though, Dick? A couple of lean years, but they're back.
Yeah, they're
Jimmy
back.
G.
They're really back defensively. I was really hesitant on San Francisco going into the season. I thought they would be much improved over last year, but I did not think they'd be quite yet at playoff caliber. Their defense is, without question, playoff caliber. In fact, their defense probably is Super Bowl caliber. Now, the question with San Francisco is their offense enough, guys? Do they have enough playmakers? They have an elite tight end in George Kittle. I'm not sold on Jimmy Garoppolo as a top-end quarterback, but I think Jimmy has proven that he's not one of the bottom 10 or 15 quarterbacks in the NFL either. He's somewhere in the middle with the potential to go up as he gets more experience. There's no question about it. So that's really going to be the key for San Francisco this year. If their offense can be average to above average, they can get to the playoffs and maybe win a game or two in the playoffs. But if their offense is, you know, not below average to poor range, then I think probably 10-6, 9-7 is probably as far as they're going to make it. But their defense is legit, and what they did to the Rams on the road this weekend was very impressive. Now, keep in mind, Todd Gurley did not play in that game for the Rams, so they did not face a 100% Rams offense in that game.
Dick, can you take our listeners inside this? And I know it's a complicated matter, but plenty of high profile. There's no more high profile basketball than LeBron James, and he's been embroiled in this controversy regarding China. The mainland of China and their treatment of the nationals, obviously in Hong Kong, and these recent tours of NBA teams to China, and whether you support China's actions and you support China or not. And of course, many, many of these players have got massive sponsorship deals, and China's such a big market. They're in a hard position, aren't they? Including LeBron James.
Yeah, LeBron used one word in his press conference that got him in trouble, and that was misinformed. He said that Daryl Morey's tweet was misinformed. And that's what really got him in trouble, because that indicates that, well, wait a second, LeBron, you're saying that by Daryl Morey supporting the protesters, if you're calling him misinformed, then by proxy, you're supporting the communist government of China.
Right.
And that's, I think, what got LeBron James in trouble. Had LeBron James simply said what he said in his tweet, now he was clarifying it in his tweet, that the timing of Daryl Morey's tweet was terrible, absolutely terrible. And also, maybe just to keep your thoughts on controversial matters yourself when it has, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars of implications. If you would have just said that, I think LeBron James wouldn't be getting you know, egged right now. But he is getting pelted because he called Daryl Morey's tweet misinformed, which, you know, basically says, well, wait a second, LeBron, are you supporting the government of China?
What about with the baseball over there, Dick? Now, you've got a blowout games. One game's a blowout, and the other one's pretty exciting.
Yeah, the exciting one is the American League Championship Series, which gets underway in about 15 minutes, actually, if you get to a TV. I mean, Astros and Yankees, that is a fantastic series, no question about it. And it's really anybody's series. And right now, I mean, the Yankees need this one today at home. The problem is they're going up against Garrett Cole, who has been absolutely phenomenal. So it's going to be the power hitters of the New York Yankees in Yankee Stadium against one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball. That just proves to be just a fabulous matchup today. The other game between the Nationals and the Cardinals, I mean, it's been one-sided. And, you know, I don't know if the Nationals are going to get the sweep. I think St. Louis is a pretty proud organization. They might get a game there, but you know, they're not going to come all the way back. And the Nationals are going to go to the World Series for the first time since moving to Washington, which leaves, guys, my beloved Seattle Mariners as the only franchise in Major League Baseball never to make a World Series. You can imagine how proud I am.
Well, we better leave you on that negative note, unfortunately. Dick, thanks so much, buddy.
See you guys.